May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. This past week, any of you who were here or who have come by the church would have seen our parish community engaged in a great work of hospitality. Depending upon what time you came by, you would have seen and heard about 40 elementary school children from our surrounding area either dancing, playing music, doing art projects, preparing for a puppet show, playing outside, singing, or eating snacks or lunch, and generally having a wonderful time at our second School of Fine Arts summer camp. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The short gospel passage we had today from Matthew is all about hospitality. And it tells us that when we offer hospitality to others and compassion to others, we are offering that to Christ himself. I want to share with you, some of you were there and you know this and you saw this, but I want to share with the whole parish some of the ways that I saw members of this parish offering compassionate hospitality to our neighborhood children this past week. Actually, this started well before the week itself, when Manon Alowens, one of the leaders of the camp, contacted all the families whose children had come last year to camp and offered them spots in this year's camp with scholarships for everyone who needed them. Now, some of these scholarships were possible because some of you donated them in honor or in memory of someone that you love. Manon went out of her way to reach out to families who needed scholarships in order for their children to attend. And every person who signed up for the camp talked to Manon personally. She took all the calls and did all the registration. Almost half of the campers were returning campers from last year, the other half being new, and some of them were siblings of last year's campers. Frank Johnson, who last year ran the kitchen almost single-handedly, because he had knee surgery the beginning of June, he planned way ahead. He planned the menu, he planned everything we needed. We added a first thing in the morning snack this year. He did much of the shopping before he had his knee replacement surgery. And then after planning everything in detail, Frank turned the kitchen operation over to Candy Brandt, who is exhausted and sleeping in this morning. Otherwise, she'd be here. I'll have to send her this sermon. And with Candy and Wilma and Nancy Weir and several other people, Vicki Jackson, a few other people, Lane Carpenter, who came in and helped out for an hour or two here or there, they basically ran a bakery and a short order kitchen in our kitchen every day from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I have never seen so much donut hole making and muffin making and cookie baking in my life. And all was done with such good spirit, even when they were exhausted. The children were very well fed and cared for by this wonderful group of parishioners. Dee Dee Schatzberg, who was here last night, and she's also sleeping in this morning, Along with Manon, I gave them the title of Camp Mama's Extraordinaire. Dee Dee personified hospitality in her overseeing of the daily camp with Manon. I cannot thank Dee Dee and Manon enough, because they, without them, this would not have happened this year. But as they continually reminded me, it was a team effort. Many of you either donated things to the camp, donated money or donated supplies. Many of you volunteered as shepherds for one of the four groups of children. Some of you were here the entire week, some for a day. Some of you are used to working with young children, so that part came easier. But some of these people were teachers during the year, and they're giving their time on their vacation, and that is much appreciated. Some of the shepherds were not quite as used to working with young children, but they did a wonderful job nonetheless. And really, some of them were saying, look, if I'd known it was this much fun last year, I would have been here last year. And I noticed over and over the shepherd's compassionate care for the children in their group. And I witnessed your compassionate hospitality for all of the children, and especially for some of the little ones with special needs, a few of whom required a lot of extra attention and compassion. On Friday, at the closing showcase, when the children performed for their parents what they wanted to share from the week, one of the parents spoke to Manon. Manon told me this, with tears in her eyes, saying, thank you for accepting and including our children as they are. Thank you for accepting and including our children as they are. There is no better testimony to your hospitality than that. Accepting and including people as they are. Making a safe space for people of all ages to discover who they are in God. That is the hospitality of a parish. Making the safe space without laying heavy burdens on them that they are impossible for them to bear. Of course, there has to be some structure, and not every behavior can be tolerated, whether in a parish or in a summer camp. But it was the way in which you provided and enforced the structure, and the way in which we corrected the behaviors that had to be corrected, that mattered. And so this past week, 40 to 42, depending on the day, children of differing abilities all were able to explore creative music, art, drama, and dance in an atmosphere of support and encouragement without pressure to have a polished performance. This parish offered our neighborhood children an experience of creative play in the arts, an experience that many of them will remember for years to come, and one that is not easy to find in today's structured world. This parish's gift of hospitality was recognized by the children. One day, they were given sidewalk chalk and free rein to draw outside on the sidewalk and outside the Coke Tower. Some of them lay down on the sidewalk and had someone draw around them, and some of them drew other pictures. But one day we were coming in, I guess Manon and Dee Dee and I were coming in, and all of a sudden we see in big letters in front of the Coke Tower, "Welcome, welcome to St. Catherine's," one of the children had written. And you must remember, only one of the children in the summer camp was a member of this parish. "Welcome to St. Catherine's," in huge letters. Some of it's probably still out there. And below that, in another handwriting, another child wrote, "Guests always welcome." This is part of our legacy from this past week, a testimony to this parish's gift of hospitality. Thank you for accepting and including our children as they are. Welcome to St. Catherine's, guests always welcome. Well done, good and faithful servants. Amen. Would everybody who participated in the camp in any way please stand up or raise your hand and then look around you in any way? And some of them are exhausted and they're sleeping in this morning.